already heard. I'm thankful for men of God obeying God. If they hadn't, most of us wouldn't be where we're at tonight. Thank God for a man of God stand up and listen to what God tells him to do. I'm thankful for that tonight. I don't want to get in the way of nothing either. I'm thankful to be saved. I may have not been saved out of a whole lot of things, but thank God he sure did save me from a whole lot of things.
Yes,
I may not be able to tell you what this is like and what that's like, and I'm thankful for it. I'm glad it's not something to be ashamed of. I'm thankful for it, and I wouldn't take nothing for it. It's priceless. If you've got a testimony tonight that you don't know what a lot of things are like, thank God for it. I heard somebody tell me one time, trying to live right, trying to do right, trying to do what God told me to do. They said, let them say whatever they want to. You can look at them and tell them you can be like them anytime they want to be, but they'll never be able to be what you are. You could be like them any day of the week, but they can't sell out and serve God like you are. I'm thankful tonight to be saved. I'm thankful tonight. It's all about Him. It ain't got nothing to do with us. It ain't about who sees us or what we say or what we do, but it's all about Him. So many services are just normal routines, and all we talk about is who did this and who did that. I'm thankful it's all about Him tonight. It ain't got nothing to do with you and me. He don't need me tonight. He'd probably be in better shape without me tonight. I'm thankful I just get to enjoy it tonight. I'm thankful to be saved. There's a lot of different things I had on my heart to preach tonight. I'm going to leave all that out and give you this one little thing, and I'll be through. But I remember when I got lost. 13-year-old preacher's young, and had it all figured out in everybody else's eyes. I know the routine. I know the right words to say. I know how the service worked. I knowed how to get in the choir and sing. I knowed how to go to Sunday. I knowed all that.
Right.
I had a head knowledge, but not a heart knowledge.
Right, right.
God never had took you up on the inside of my heart, never changed my life.
Right.
Doing things that I knowed was wrong. They wasn't big as a 13-year-old boy, but I still know it was wrong. It didn't bother me. There wasn't no conviction in my heart. Boy, God began to use that to speak to my heart.
Yeah.
2 Corinthians 5:17 began to bother me.
Yeah.
About that new creature, there wasn't nothing new about me. And God began to deal with my heart.
Yeah.
Show me I was lost. I remember services after services. God deal with my heart, and I'd sit on a pew, let my pride swell up on the inside of me. What are they going to say about me? What are they going to think about me? My professions, my baptism, my church membership. I'm the preacher's young, and what are they going to think about me? I'm telling you, miserable nights, laying down in the bed at night, scared to death, couldn't go to sleep. God on my trail, I know there's something wrong that I wasn't... I wasn't ready to meet God. I didn't have no peace. I was not satisfied on the inside. I didn't have nothing I could take to eternity. Boy, I remember countless nights I'd lay there in bed, scared to death, Lord, going to come back and leave me behind. I'm just being honest with you now. I mean, terrified. I mean, I'd lay up in bed and cry myself to sleep many nights. Running down late in the middle of the night, going to Mom and Daddy's room. And I'd crack open, peek through that door, just to make sure they're still there.
What about that?
And that would help me just for a little while, and then I'd have to go and do it again. But I didn't want nobody to know about it. I didn't want nobody to know there's anything bothering me.
Right.
Too prideful.
Right.
But boy, sure I'm thankful when God truly did save me.
Yeah.
I'm glad I can sleep. I'm glad I can sleep and not worry about 1 minute. If I don't make it home on the drive home tonight, I'm glad you don't have to worry about me. I'm glad I got her settled. I'm glad that I know that I've been born again. I'm glad to know that I'm saved. Hell don't scare me. I'm glad the devil can't have nothing to do with it. He can't take me to hell no matter how hard he tried. You say, how do you know that, preacher? Because my trust is not in me. It's not in what I can do. It's not in Daddy. It's not in any other preacher. It's not in any other person. My trust is in Him tonight. I've done sailed time ago. If I go to hell, I'll go trust in the Lord and what He did on Calvary. I'm going to trust Him. I like what Peter said, to whom shall we go? Where else are you going to go tonight? You won't find it anywhere else. You can search all you want to. You can look in every crack and corner of this world you want to. You're not going to find it anywhere else. You're not going to have peace anywhere else. You're not going to find it. I'm glad I found peace tonight. I'm glad I'm satisfied. I share this little thought with you and I'll be done. I thought about this just a little part of what all I had on my heart tonight. But I thought about here in Daniel chapter number 3. We all know the story, and I'm just going to go over it real briefly, and I'm getting out of the way. But Daniel's three friends, we all know him by Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The three Israelites been taken into captivity in Babylon, and they made the golden image, and they done made up their minds a long time ago. That's some of what I was wanting to preach on tonight. It's good to make up our mind ahead of time.
Amen.
Go ahead and decide what you will and what you won't do before the time comes.
All right. Yeah. It's good.
Not only that, but they had the right friends, the right companions. When they got in trouble, Daniel went to them three friends.
Yeah.
He knowed who to go to. It's good to have good people, good friends that you can trust and rely on. Not the kind that wants to get you in trouble, but the kind that'll help you get out of trouble. The kind that'll pray for you and pray that you stick close to God, that keeps you, that helps you serve God and not hinder you. But I thought about this. We know the story. They built the golden image. They set it up there. And they built that golden image. And they said it, when you hear all the music, they wanted everybody to bow down to the golden image.
Yes.
These three boys done made up their mind. They're not going to worship anybody else but the true and only Lord.
Yes.
True and only God. They done made up their mind a long time ago what they would and would not do. And they wasn't about to serve anybody but the Lord. Done made up their mind. God help us to go ahead and make up our mind. We're not going to serve nobody else. You won't find it anywhere else. But they begin to play the music. And I can see it. I mean, I picture it in my mind so well. Everybody begins to bow. And you've got three boys just standing head over everybody else. Everybody else is bowed, and you just see three boys standing. I don't believe they're real old. I believe they're young. And we don't see where mom and daddy or anybody else is around. It was just them by themselves. It was their choice. It was their decision. Mom and daddy can't make it for you tonight. It's got to be you and you alone. It's your choice. It's your decision. They can't decide whether or not you get saved. They can't decide whether or not you serve God or live out in the world. It's your choice. It's your decision.
Yeah.
And they made up their minds that they was going to serve God. And you see them standing there. You see them standing there. I can picture it, Brother Barry. There, I can see some of them knelt down. You better get down here. Did you hear what they said happens to the ones that don't bow? Did you hear what they're going to do? They're going to throw them in a fiery furnace. You're going to be killed. Are you crazy? But they stood anyhow. We done made up our mind. We don't know what we're going to do. We know who we're trusting in. Does us a whole lot of good know what we're trusting in tonight? Are you trusting in a little flimsy profession? Are you trusting Him and what His Word told us? They'd stood there and they brought Him before the king, and the king in his rage said, I'll give you one more chance. I said, we don't even have to think about it.
Yeah.
We don't even have to think about it. We done thought about this a long time ago.
Yeah.
You don't even have to. You wasting your time playing that music again. You're wasting your time with all that mess. We're already. You can throw us in the fire if you want to.
Oh,
and I like what they said. I'll give you this and I'm through. In verse number 16 of chapter number 3. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and He will deliver us out of thine hand, O king.
Yeah.
But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. I never looked at this like salvation before, but I thank the Lord put it on my heart tonight. They know who they's trusting in. And they're facing time to be thrown in a fiery furnace. He said, what are you going to do about it now? He said, we're going to trust Him like we always have. We're going to trust Him. They said, our God, they weren't trusting anything Shadrach, Meshach, or Abednego could do. They were trusting in the Lord. I'm glad it's not up to me and anything I can do and not in my abilities. I'm glad I'm trusting Him. It's not up to me to keep my salvation or to be saved. It's not by works. Ephesians 2:8 says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." It's not of ourselves. It's not something you can work up. It's not a feeling that you can feel on the inside. It's putting your faith and trust in the finished work of Calvary. And what the Lord said in His Word, what He promised. I'm glad the Lord made me a promise. Amen. That's what I'm trusting on tonight, is a promise that God gave me, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yeah. I called out to Him realizing I was a sinner, that I was lost and undone, and I needed to be saved, and asked God to save me, put my faith and trust in what He did some 2,000 years ago. I didn't see it, but I know it happened. I believe with all my heart, it's by faith. You ain't going to see writing on the wall. You're not going to see some great big vision. You're not going to see it. It's trusting in Him and what He said. He gave us His Word, and that's good enough. They said, "We're going to trust Him." They said, even if He don't get us out, we're going to go still trusting Him. You've got to get to the place, I'll say this and I'm through, you've got to get to the place tonight where it's beyond yourself. Lord, no matter what I do, I'm trusting You. Whether I make it or not, I'm going to trust You and nothing else. You've got to trust God tonight. Quit trusting professions, what you did. Devil had me messed up for a long time. You didn't pray the right prayer. You didn't say this. You didn't do this right. It ain't about me and what I do or what I say. It's about trusting what He's already done. He's already took care of it. It's whether or not you're going to trust Him or not. I'm thankful you can trust Him. You can put confidence in Him. He will not let you down. I'm not going to hell tonight because I'm trusting Him. He is not going to let me go to hell. You trust Him tonight, He will not let you go. I'm glad you can trust Him.